Welcome to your daily briefing, December the 30th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings. We thank you for all that you reveal to us, allowing us to see the events that are taking place around us so that we might see clearly the time that is before us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us an understanding of the truth that is necessary, so that we might walk according to your will and that our hearts would be filled with that promise that you have given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today I'd like to share an article with you that was published on April the 13th, 2019. The writer of the article is Paul Rosenberg, and my topic for today is The Plot Against America. The title of the article, as found on the Salon website, that is Salon, S-A-L-O-N website, the title of the article is The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. The title again, The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. And then there's a subtext to that title. It says, Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keep Creeping Forward. Is the Left Ready to Fight? The title again, Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keeps Creeping Forward. Is the Left Ready to Fight? Here's the article. On April the 3rd, USA Today published an array of stories under the banner Copy, Paste, Legislate, exploring the political impact of model bills on state-level legislation. More than 10,000 bills from 2010 to 2018, based on a two-year joint investigation with the Arizona Republic and the Center for Public Integrity. The lead story headline said it all. You elected them to write new laws. They're letting corporations do it instead. Now, I'm not sure whether you've ever seen this article, but if you haven't, it would be worth your time after we finish today reading it again, taking another look at it, because it is very detailed. And I'm going to go through this as far as we can get so that you can get a feel for exactly what is being said here. Let me just give you the introductory thoughts on it again. The title of the article is The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. The subtext, Religious Rights Blueprint for Theocratic State Laws Keeps Creeping Forward. Is the Left Ready to Fight? All right. Continuing. While corporate influence was the strongest, figures revealed that the conservative groups weren't far behind. There were 4,301 bills from industry and 4,012 from conservative groups, far more than the 1,602 from liberal groups or the 248 classified as other. The hidden origins of these bills often hides their true intent. The most notorious such group, the American Legislative Exchange Council, or the ALEC, for instance, combines business interests with movement conservatives. But within the fold of the conservative groups, there's a whole other story to be told about the organizing of extremist religious conservatives whose political mobilization, as I've noted in the past, played a crucial role in electing Donald Trump. Indeed, just the day before Copy, Paste, Legislate was published, the Texas Senate passed SB 17, a bill that would protect anti-LGBTQ discrimination by all licensed professionals who claim to act on a sincerely held religious belief. I don't know if you're aware of that bill, but it was passed, and it's passed by the Texas Senate. The name of the bill is the SB 17. It is a bill that would protect anti-LGBTQ discrimination by all licensed professionals who claim to act on a sincerely held religious belief. That would mean that if you went to a doctor and he was a Christian doctor and he decided he didn't want to have anything to do with you, then you could not sue him for not taking care of you. All right, continue. It's time for Americans to wake up to the harsh reality that the religious right, fueled by their fears of loss of power from the changing demographics in our country and their support from the Trump administration, is emboldened and aggressively pursuing all means possible to maintain white Christian power in America. Rachel Laser, the president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, told Salon. Project Blitz, for example, has already introduced over 50 bills in at least 23 states this year alone, she says. One spin-off story published in the Nashville, Tennessean deal specifically with an anti-LGBTQ adoption model bill. Simultaneously, NBC reported such bills were snowballing in state legislatures. The Tennessee bill came from Project Blitz, which was described as a legislative effort with the stated aim to bring back God to America. But as Salon has reported in the past, Project Blitz is much more sinister than that. Frederick Clarkson, senior research analyst at Political Research Associates, was the first to discover its three-tier playbook, produced by a coalition of right-wing activists he'd long been following, including Texas Republican activist and pseudo-historian David Barton, whose book, Jefferson Lies, which tried to make Thomas Jefferson as an evangelical hero, was canceled by its publisher under withering criticism from conservative and evangelical scholars. The author of the Project Blitz playbook are savvy purveyors of dominionism. And of course, you know what dominionism is. Dominionism says that God has given the Christians today dominion over everything. Now, in Genesis, the Bible says God gave Adam and Eve dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and the animals. But these dominionists believe that God has given them dominion not only over fish and fowls and everything else, but human beings as well. They believe that God has given to them the power to force people to become Christians. And they believe that when that is done, then Jesus is going to return. Continuing the article, it says, the authors of the Project Blitz playbook are savvy purveyors of dominionism, Clarkson told Salon at the time. They are in it for the long haul and try not to say things that sound too alarming, but they live an imminent theocratic vision. Not all their allies would go all the way with them, Clarkson told me, but the theocratic end they envision is chillingly akin to The Handmaid's Tale. That's a story about that sort of thing. The first tier of a Project Blitz aims at importing the Christian nationalist worldview into public schools and other aspects of the public sphere. The second tier aims at making government increasingly a partner to Christianizing America. And the third tier contains three types of proposed laws that protect religious beliefs and practices specifically intended to benefit bigotry. Now let me read that paragraph again so that you can get a feel for the tiers. The first tier of Project Blitz aims at importing the Christian nationalist worldview into public schools and other aspects of the public sphere. The second tier aims at making a government increasingly a partner in Christianizing America. And the third tier contains three types of proposed laws that protect religious beliefs and practices specifically intended to benefit bigotry. Although Category 3 is divided in three parts, you could also see it as having two main underlying intentions, Clarkson explained. First, to denigrate the LGBTQ community, and second, to defend and advance the rights to discriminate. This is one way that the agenda of theocratic dominionism is reframed as protecting the right of theocrats to democrate, to discriminate against those deemed second class at best. As the late theocratic theologian R.J. Rushdoony said, only the right have rights. You get that? He says, only the right have rights. In other words, anybody on the left, they don't have any rights, all right? Continuing. The broader findings reveal in Copy, Paste, Legislate that help to expand their understanding by highlighting three significant patterns shared in various ways with Project Blitz, which are used to advance their theocratic agenda, often hiding in plain sight. Number one, misleading language that inverts common sense. Project Blitz does this repeatedly with the most fundamental terms, like religious freedom or First Amendment, and so on. In doing so, it mirrors what corporations and insurance companies did with transparency and the Asbestos Transparency Act, switching the roles of victims and perpetrators, casting themselves as victims of legislation, and this was not the way it really turned out to be. When these people begin to talk about religious freedom, they're really not talking about religious freedom in its original sense as found in the Constitution. They're talking about their freedom to discriminate religiously. They're talking about their First Amendment right to enforce whatever it is they want enforced. All right? So the first thing that they use in the theocratic agenda is misleading language that inverts common sense and words like religious freedom and First Amendment. The second tool they use is something called goalpost moving. The entire Project Blitz concept is premised on moving the goalposts. It's built into a very structure of its three-tiered playbook, as well as the logic of the supporting arguments. A similar strategy was involved in promoting vouchers in Arizona, beginning with a voucher for students with disabilities, then following up with a bill after bill offering vouchers to more and more students, eventually all of them, with no guarantee protecting the first group of recipients from getting lost in the process. So in other words, now they're talking about vouchers for church schools. Continuing. Every single little expansion, if you look at who's behind it, it is the people that want to get that door kicked open for private religious education. The mother of two children on the autism spectrum said, all we families with disabled students are, we need to get the door open so that we can educate our children. All right. So first, the article tells us, these Project Blitz people, these dominionists, use misleading language that inverts common sense project words like religious liberty and First Amendment. Second, they move the goalposts. And third, preemption of the Project Blitz doesn't use the term preemption. But since state level law routinely preempts local laws, which often protect LGBTQ rights, for example, it's implicitly integral to their strategy. Model bills tracked by USA Today often focus on such preemption. These laws, in effect, allow state legislators to dictate to city councils and county governing boards what they can and cannot do within their jurisdiction, including preventing them from raising the minimum wage, banning plastic grocery bags, and destroying guns. So in other words, now what they are doing is they are instituting preemption for certain cities and certain counties. Here's an example. North Carolina's notorious bathroom bill was an example of the kind of bill that Project Blitz could take up in the future and politicians associated with Project Blitz have already copied it, most notably Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, whose efforts last session ultimately failed. Last month, Texas was at it again when the ALEC inspired effort to preempt local worker protections was hijacked by Patrick allies to preempt LGBTQ protections as well. So in other words, what these organizations are doing, they're not changing the wording. They're using the same words like religious freedom and the protection of the Constitution, but they're changing the definition of the terminology. And therefore, they are changing the laws. And by changing the laws, using the same words, but by changing the definition of the words, they are bringing into force the kind of society that they want to create. And that is a theocracy. Continuing the article, it says this. As I noted here in 2016, this new homophobic discriminatory vision exactly echoes the racist discriminatory vision that birthed the religious right in the 1970s. The connection is transparently obvious. When Mississippi passed a religious freedom law that year, which only protected the freedom of bigots, the Jackson City Council unanimously passed a resolution rebuking the law, and Mayor Tony Yarbrough explicitly connected bigotry, past and present. He says, as a predominantly black city in Mississippi, the Jackson community has endured racism, discrimination, and injustice over the years. We are Mississippi's capital city, and as part of our declaration of being the bold new city, we will not discriminate against any individual because of race, religious belief, or sexual orientation, nor do we support legislation that allows for such discrimination. The battleground Project Blitz has chosen revolves around a falsified history of America as a Christian nation, sharply at odds with the godless constitution we actually have, and a newly minted definition of Christianity as rooted in homophobia. With these twin lies in place, they position themselves as the true Christians and true Americans suffering from government oppression. Now, as I said before, I hope that you get this article and read it for yourself, because it is quite deep and it deals at length with a number of issues that ought to concern you. Most of these dominionists embrace things out loud that I'm sure that most of you listening to me today would agree with. I don't know too many of you who might necessarily immediately embrace the concept of same-sex marriage or transvestite operations and that sort of thing. But the fact that you do not embrace it, and the fact that you do not agree with it, as a matter of fact, the fact that you do not believe it is godly or that it is what God would want people to do, is not sufficient reason for you to force people to accept it, or to force people to do what you want them to do. This is not of Christ at all. This is not the way that Christ operates. There are many people on this earth at the time when Christ was here who did not accept what he had stated. As a matter of fact, there were a number of enemies who stood at the bottom of the cross and laughed at him and said to him, if you're the Son of God, come down. If you come down, we'll accept you. Of course, if he did come down, they still probably would not have accepted him. That same Christ who came to this earth to die for all of those people who ultimately killed him, all right? He looked down on them, and in speaking to his Father, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Christ had in his power at that moment, while he was hanging on the cross, the power to do two things. He could have stepped off the cross at any moment in time. As a matter of fact, he could have just floated down. And at that same time, he could have ordered all of the angels to come down and make these people accept him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, it could have been done. But you see, that would not have been worship. The concept of worship includes the ability for you not to worship if you choose not to worship. But these people who are under the hand of Satan, this far-right evangelical crowd, and most of them don't even realize that that's whose hand is manipulating their actions. They are determined that they're going to turn this nation into a theocracy. And if you do not obey, then you are going to be punished. Right? And the truth of the matter is that, you read this in the Bible, and then you read it in the Spirit of Prophecy. The closest you can get to that is chapter 40 of the Great Controversy, God's People Delivered. But you read it and you think to yourself, well, how are they going to do that? And then you realize that they're not going to do that necessarily starting with an army. It is going to be church folks who are going to do that. It's going to be this coming together of this group that used to call themselves Protestants, but now call themselves evangelicals. And they're not just about church. They're also about politics. They're also about taking control of the nation politically and forcing their means of belief on everyone else. And making a distinction between true Christians and true Americans. So as far as they're concerned, if you are a true Christian, then you are a true American. And if you're not a true Christian or a true American, then as Gary North says in his book, your citizenship needs to be rescinded. Right? Now this is the direction in which these individuals have been heading, and they've been heading there for a while. And you and I need to understand that this is the fulfillment of all that God has said is going to take place. So that article, I would suggest that you take a look at it, and maybe you will be able to go through it a couple of times and see exactly what Paul Rosenberg is talking about here. The website that you find it on is the Salon website, S-A-L-O-N. It was published on April the 13th, 2019. The writer of the article is Paul Rosenberg, and the title of the article is The Plot Against America, Inside the Christian Right Plan to Remodel the Nation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the warnings that you give. We are grateful for all that you continue to do in the way that you do it. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to give us the strength and the endurance that is necessary so that we might stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together, that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, December the 30th, 2020.